Unit 4, page 41. Listening. Exercises 12 and 14.
What are you reading, Lewis?
Oh, hi, Phoebe. It's a challenge thing in this magazine. How imaginative are you? You have to think of things to do with old CDs. They want you to think of six.
Oh, that's easy. I mean, you can use them as coasters, you know, put cups and glasses on them.
Oh, yes, that's right.
What things have you thought of?
Well, none, to be honest.
Let's think about it. Well, you could put one under a candle and then the wax won't drip onto the table.
But most candles don't drip nowadays, do they?
No idea, but it's only a game, right? Let's see. Oh, you could use it to draw a perfect circle. In fact, two perfect circles, because there's the hole in the middle, too.
Well, that's three things, I guess.
Yes, three. So far, so good. But I'm not sure I can think of three more.
Hang on. You could use them like frisbees. Throw them and get your dog to bring them back.
I don't have a dog.
Oh, you know what I mean. This is getting boring.
Don't be so impatient, Lewis.
Let's try the other one. Come on, Phoebe. Help me with this picture. You have to find lots of different things. I've been looking at it for ages, but it's no good. I can't see anything at all.
Seriously? I mean, there's a tree.
Well, yes, of course there's a tree. I mean, I can't see anything else.
Well, look at the trunk. There are two faces looking at each other.
Oh, yes. Aren't you clever? Anything else? Oh, a piece of broccoli.
Okay. Yes, okay. I think I can see that. I think.
Oh, come on, Phoebe. Give me a break. It's the only thing I've managed to see.
Okay, I'll accept broccoli. If you'll accept a human brain.
A brain? What? Oh, hang on, yes. The top part. Way to go, Phoebe. What else?
Nothing else. I'm getting bored now. Who makes these things up? Are they supposed to tell you something about yourself?
Well, they're supposed to show you how imaginative you are. And I'm not very good at them, so I guess I'm not very imaginative.
No, don't be so hard on yourself. What's so creative about thinking of things to do with an old CD?
You have a point, I guess. It's a good thing there aren't any tests on creative thinking, isn't it?
That's true.
And you know what? I don't like this magazine now. I'm going to stop buying it for good.